Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting.
Hi,
Dave. We are back, and we are post WrestleMania, which is always kind of like a reset for us too for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, as we kind of we gear into all the wrestling action figure news.
Eric, I have a question.
Dave, please.
Unless you wanted to talk about something else real quick first, but
well, I mean, I just wanted to say this, you know, I wanted to apologize to everybody. Something really strange
for me, being in charge for a week.
No. Something really weird happened with our podcast feed, a couple weeks ago.
Some poor weird portal opened.
Yeah. You know, maybe the multiverse is real, but I hope that didn't, you know, that, strange, you know, one-off episode didn't completely upend your toy enjoyment, but we're gonna leave it there for posterity's purposes.
Maybe somewhere people who are listening to a food podcast were like, why is this about toys this week?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. There's always a yin to the yang, as they say. So,
yeah. Hey, Eric, I'm going to ask you a Toy Farce inspired question.
Oh boy.
Did you bury any leads at sea?
Oh, that Toy Farce. He's just always on. First he kidnaps our mascot. Then he quite literally shows everyone where the bodies are buried, or in this case the leads.
The leads.
So you know, I think he might have some Lego brick shoes built for him in the future. He might find himself sunken with Lego brick shoes.
Honestly, you'd cause more harm putting a Lego brick in his shoes.
Solid point, Dave. Solid point. But no, I did not bury any leads at sea, and I am not gonna, not by sea, not by air, not by land.
Not by land.
No leads will be buried. We do have a guest joining us on the podcast this week. And I think I tried to do the math on this, and anyone that knows me knows that math is not my strong suit, but I'm pretty sure this week's guest is the first guest to have like two episodes in such a brief amount of time on Adventures in Collecting. So like we're all about setting new records on this show and trying to read you those stats. It's my best impersonation of Michael Cole.
Adventures in Collecting by the numbers.
Yeah, by the numbers. So not too long ago, we sat down with Spiro Toys, Jason Bienvenu, to talk about Animal Warriors of the Kingdom. And he told us that a Kickstarter was coming, and that Kickstarter is very much so here and also very much so fully funded. So returning to the show with just a few days left on said campaign, Jason, well, welcome back to Adventures in Collecting, buddy.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
It is always a pleasure. You know, congratulations up front on a wildly successful campaign, and there's still time for that campaign to be even more wildly successful, and you know we'll get into that shortly.
Eric, that was like Leadception. You in within not burying a lead, you also did not bury a second lead the campaign's already funded.
both leads up there. Yeah, I think by the time this episode airs, the campaign will have like just a couple days left, two or three days left to. And there's always with Kickstarters, everybody knows with Kickstarters, there's always that the last 24 hours is always like huge because everybody that, you know, wants to save those charges from the very, very, very end, get their orders in. So, you know, one could argue that the two most important windows of any Kickstarter campaign, the first 36 hours and the last 36. So, so the timing is,
it's very true.
This is the butter zone to have this conversation, but before we get into the Kickstarter itself,
we're still in the marathon phase of the Kickstarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's check in. What is the most recent piece you have added to your personal collection?
So I've actually been getting a lot of stuff lately, but let's see here. So I moved a couple of things just now because the cat's been knocking stuff over, but I got this particular Masterverse He-Man, and he was so good. I had to get a second one because it came with two different alternate, you know, the traditional metal plating. And then I got a two-pack with Sabretooth. I've been waiting for this Sabretooth to be reissued or another version. Essentially, like, I started collecting Marvel Legends about 8 months after this figure, where version one was impossible to find. So I got that guy. And I got like pretty much all the Marvel 97 X-Men stuff. And then the last thing I got recently was this. I didn't realize that this was a Walmart exclusive, and I didn't want to, I was like hoping to find it in the wild. And once I realized it was an exclusive, I went ahead and ordered it. And then I think like 2 days after it came in, I saw that they were offering the retro card back. So I'm going to wait till that hits stores to get two more so that I can have like a little squad of Cobra Eels. But nice. Those are my recent pickups.
Yeah, that Sabretooth is unbelievable.
It's gorgeous.
Like, it's
my only little, I do have one little nitpick, and it's like super little. I just wish he had like fisted hands. Like, he's got alternate hands of like, he's got claws, but then he's got like more open claws, and which is cool. But I wish one of them would have been like a fist. But again, dude, it's like a 9.5 out of 10. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I actually would have preferred fists over the second head. Like, if I had to pick,
I'm on the same page.
Because both heads are very good, but it is nice to have fists. And you know what? The sleeper in that two pack. I mean, there's only two in there, but the Logan is really good too.
He really is.
I was surprised at You know, it's funny with some of the, I know some people, I don't like the term, but I know some people call them hostage packs.
That's funny.
He is more than like, it's just a great two pack. There's something really very unique about that, the way that they sculpted, you know, the Logan on that too. It's mostly new sculpting on that. They're both beautiful figures. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, I mean, I'm displaying it. I don't know which version of Wolverine it is. But he looks like the classic brown and yellow. So that's who I'm displaying him with right now. But the cowboy Wolverine is just outstanding. And it is a shame that it does get overshadowed in the way that it does. But it's just such a good figure. And it just happens to be packaged with an outstanding figure, you know? So.
Yep. I'm calling it now, though. That Logan figure is going to – a lot of people are going to want that figure in I'm going to say like 6 to 8 months when that Wolverine video game comes out, people are going to go back and, you know, if anyone did like part with the Logan as part of the set or whatever, they're going to have some regrets.
It's funny you say that. Cause, I got the His Tank and I am leaving the Cobra Commander on card. Cause I just have no interest in it, which is hilarious because that's what made me back the HasLab in the first place. And then I got it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it on the card. And I think I left, there's a third figure that I left on the card as well. And I was like, you know what? I'll hold on to them and maybe it could be a good Christmas present or something for somebody or birthday present, you know? But I'm sure they, probably going for like $100 right now on eBay. I don't bother to look.
So I, look at the moment I saw that Cobra Commander, I immediately wanted to put the Snake Supreme cape on him.
That cape looks outstanding. Is that from Super 7?
No, this is the one from, I think it was, I want to say it was like the first Hasbro Pulse Con or maybe it was San Diego Comic Con. There was that like dark blue Snake Supreme Cobra Commander. That and the moment I saw this figure, I was like, you know that they're going to put this out again, you know, probably with the updated Cobra Commander or the updated Cobra logo, like not the Mickey Mouse.
That's actually why I didn't open it, because I'm waiting for them to re-release it with the accurate, not the Mickey Mouse Cobra logo.
But I couldn't resist.
Dude, he looks great. He's cool. Yeah. I love the pointy hand too. That's cool.
So that's the my primary display Cobra Commander.
Nice. Now. There you go.
So getting right into it, like Eric, we said, when Eric had the leadception going on, the Kickstarter campaign for Series 2 of Animal Warriors of the Kingdom has been a smashing success. So far, raising more than double the goal. How you feeling about that?
We feel awesome. I mean, we don't take anything for granted, but, you know, we're extremely humbled and excited that we've essentially unlocked everything except for one figure that we showed on day one. We did it a little bit different than the last time. The last time we kind of like trickled stuff out, and honestly, because we were like scrambling to show stuff. But so far we've unlocked, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. We've unlocked 4 additional figures. We've unlocked head pack-ins. So the last time we did head packs that were just sold separately, this time everyone so far that is released is getting an alternate head packed in. So we've unlocked all that. We're about to unlock another body type, with which is a bird figure, and that opens up the possibilities for so many more characters because there's just so many different kind of birds. So that's what we're working on right now during that kind of marathon part of the Kickstarter that everyone, you know, who's done a Kickstarter is familiar with. It's kind of slow going in the middle, and then right at the end, it really ramps up and kind of takes a really skyrockets onto the finish line. So we've got 3 birds total to unlock, another ox figure. And then the big figure that everyone's super excited about is General Mamba, which is our elephant figure. He will be $89 on the Kickstarter. So a lot of people are just backing right now with the $89 so that whenever he unlocks, they'll have that either that to, you know, select it as a reward while the Kickstarter is live, or have it roll over and just select it in the backer kit. But the important thing is to make sure that people back during the backer or during the Kickstarter so that they have access to all the Kickstarter discounted prices. The backer kit will be open for about 40 days after the Kickstarter ends. And then after that, it will revert to a more traditional pre-order model where everything's just normal retail price. So we've got a ton of great savings built into every reward level. And we'd love everyone to just kind of head over and check it out before the Kickstarter actually ends. And we're sure there'll be something, you know, for each person to enjoy. And I'm sure several characters will speak to most collectors.
So you mentioned, you know, some of the tiers being unlocked already. And at the time of this recording, we're close to those avian figures and let's say more bulkier characters. Why don't you give us a little bit more detail about, you know, cause these two, you know, these new body types, the birds and the, you know, there's a rhino, an elephant, a hippo, tell us a little bit more about these characters.
Yeah. Well, let me recap what all the characters that are unlocked are first. So the first 3 figures are reptiles. We've got 3 different reptiles. They all feature, opening and closing jaws. One of them is a chameleon. It's got 360 eye movement. They all have over 28 points of articulation. And then we move on to our next body type, which is a beefier, more muscular body type. That's the brawler body type. We've got King Hannibal, which is a lion. Then we've got Kali Prime, which is a muscular version of the main villain. And then we've got Grimes, who it's our second canine character that we revealed. And they all come with additional weapons. They have the same articulation as the reptiles. And then after that, we move on to our vixens or our female characters. We've got three female characters. One of the main characters is Mother Mala. She's the leader of the Chinari, House Chinari. She has magic effects on her weapons, so you'll be able to remove the flames on her sword and the ice effect on the shield. They all come with alternate heads as well. And then after that, we move on to the Speedster Buck, which is a little bit more kind of streamlined, like a Flash type body type. And we've got Kanji, a rabbit who's got the 360 degree ball jointed ears. He's also got a toe articulation. And then after that, we've got Boone, who's a fox. He features a mechanical arm. And then we have a Horde Assassin, which is an army builder for House Horde. He will come with an additional head as well. And then we kind of move on to the birds, which will have all the same articulation that I mentioned before, but they will also feature wings. And what's cool about it is if you want to remove the wings, you can do that. So we actually showed off some renders of him. I think we started showing them off yesterday, where he actually doesn't have the wings attached. So I'm anxious to see what kind of display people are going to choose to do. Is he going to have the wings on or off? I'll probably get several because I want to do both versions. and then after that, we move on to the big boy, the big chunky tater tot, I like to call him. That will be General Mamba, who is an elephant. He is absolutely huge. I think he's the same scale as the mythic ogres, to kind of give you a point of reference.
Oh, my God. All right. He'll have way like bigger than I was thinking. Okay.
What's that? Oh, yeah. It's quite a big figure, and it's about as wide as it is tall. So it's going to be a very imposing figure. I'm kind of picturing fans displaying, you know, smaller figures kind of like clamoring on him. You know, he'll be able to hold figures. It's going to be just a really cool showpiece figure. His articulation will be limited, but you'll still have a great range of motion. He's going to have, you know, articulation in the trunk. There'll be a limited articulation on the ears. The tusk will move. I don't think we're going to get the butterfly joints on him just because of how big the arms and chest are, but he'll still have the bicep swivels. He'll most likely have the double hinged elbows, rocker ankles. He's going to be packed with articulation. He won't have stuff like an ab crunch, but he will have like the, like right under the breast. That's where his, torso articulation will be. And then he'll of course have like a waist swivel, but it won't be like the bowl that you see on wave one and two figures.
Yeah. I was trying to think of when I was looking at those, the pictures of those unlocks, how big he was compared to say like Thane.
Right. Yeah. He's probably, you know, if we say it in feet, I wish I could drop you an image, but let's see here. Let me look it up while we discuss real quick. It should only take a second. And I can give you a little bit more of a visual description with my magical velvety voice. So he is about three heads taller than Thane, just to kind of give you an idea. God. It doesn't sound like it's that much bigger, but you know, when you see the image, you're like, oh wow, that's going to be a presence on my toy display shelf.
For those that are not necessarily, maybe not that familiar with the line, Thane is a very large gorilla wearing a gladiator helmet, and he's about the size of, say, like a one of like the larger Marvel Legends build a figure, like say, like or like a deluxe
about
figure,
like the size of the Thing, maybe.
Yeah, the Thing or Incredible Hulk. You know, so we're talking 2 to 3 heads larger than that. So you know, I think that should give people good.
Am I thinking like almost like Swamp Thing?
Like the McFarlane.
I would say that's
thing?
A good. That's a good indication. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. That's a big boy. Yeah, there aren't enough elephants.
Big boy. What's that?
There aren't enough elephant action figures.
Agreed.
There, so.
We got to get some elephants in there.
Yeah. Especially elephant sized, you know, like.
Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we need to address the elephant in the room. Finally, that's just. He needs to be in the room though.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, that's true.
Just got to get him in there, that's all.
Yeah.
So after him, who's next?
Okay, so that's the kind of big figure, literally and figuratively, that we're shooting for the stretch goals for the majority of the Kickstarter. But we recently just revealed two more, and that is going to be a rhino and a hippo, and they are actually going to be part of the Pacadine, House Pacadine army. So we've got General Mamba, who's the leader of House Pacadine, and then the two army builders of the hippo and the rhino, who will kind of make up the brunt of the army.
So cool.
And formidable.
So we definitely just went,
yeah, they're big. They are bigger than Thane as well. So,
jeez. So we just went to. I have a recent like obsession with hippos. We went to here in New Jersey. We have the Camden State Aquarium,
and cool.
We went and saw, and we were there during hippo feeding, and they were just hurling full watermelons.
That's
into
awesome.
The pool with them, and
I love it.
Just watching these things eat. It's like. They're popping these watermelons like they're grapes.
Right. I think they kill way more people than like lions and stuff like that. But, you know, everyone kind of thinks of them as big old fat butterballs, but under all that fat, they're just like a locomotive of muscle. So they're definitely not to be, underestimated.
Yeah. They said that at the aquarium. They said the one stat that people don't realize about hippos is hippos kill more people a year than any other animal.
Mm-hmm. Cause we just think of them as like a board game that eats marbles.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Exactly.
They can run real fast. And if they get you in the water, forget it.
For mm-hmm. Right.
You dead.
So taking a look behind the scenes, what's the design process been like this time around with such diverse characters?
It's definitely been a challenge because, you know, the last time we basically had essentially one template body type to go with. And this one, we've got, you know, starting out the gate, we've got four different body types. And that means, you know, we've got weapon accessories. So we've got to think, okay, these weapon accessories have to work, even though we've got like specialized weapon sets for each body type. And it's more of like their fighting style. Those weapons still need to work for the most part with every single one of those figures. So a lot of that stuff factors in and we got to think about it, you know. And then, of course, we wanted to try to pack in as much articulation as possible. Luckily, the four that we, you know, have unlocked at the moment, they all share the same articulation, which is just jam-packed with we like to call it hand candy. I think Adam coined the term hand candy. They just pose so well. And coming from someone who's not, you know, kind of poses vanilla, even I tend to get like really cool dynamic poses out of, you know, the stuff that we have in stock. So you can expect the same kind of treatment and like materials and posability in the new items as well.
And now I'm as somebody who loves birds, I'm really excited for the Avion characters to kind of come into play here. But that presents kind of a whole new challenge, like you said, with the wings and you know, the feather textures, just, you know, a whole different world from, you know, the other kind of like skin based creatures you've done. So, you know, were there any kind of distinct challenges there, you know, like sacrifices you had to make, any kind of like uphill battles there to get the feathers the way you wanted?
It did not affect any kind of articulation, but I will say that like the bird is definitely the most detailed figure we've done. Dan just knocked it out of the park. I was looking at all the feathers and stuff and I was like, man, this looks like a headache, you know, but he just absolutely killed it. It looks so cool. I can't wait to, you know, play with it as a fan of toys, you know. And I know people are going to be really excited. And another thing we're doing with the birds is we're adding clutching feet. So he'll be able to, you know, like when he's in a flying pose, he'll be able to hold his weapons or some of the weapons with his feet, which I think will be a really kind of fun way for people to display them.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Talons are important.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Dan. For those unfamiliar, Dan Mitchell is doing a lot of the design work for you guys. You know, he's also recently been posting. I think it's kind of news to most people, you know, in the community that he's doing a lot of work for the Marvel Legends line. Is it really cool to see you know, somebody that's doing work on such a, you know, I don't want to, you know, oversell it, but such a cherished, you know, toy line and,
oh,
you know,
yeah, such a beloved, dude, it's toy awesome. Line. The thing is, you know, Dan and Arlen and I are all really good friends. And, you know, we've got, you know, Arlen Peltier is doing a ton of work for Marvel. I mean, for Hasbro as well. So, you know, we can't talk about it until it's out, but like, it's so cool once we can finally talk about it, it's out to the public, you know? But they do like a bunch of G.I. Joe Classified, Marvel Legends. And now we've got Carter, who works for Hasbro too. He's been banging out some awesome accessories for us. So, you know, we're all good friends and it's cool. You know, we really genuinely root for each other. So I've got like, I think I have like 3 of the figures he sculpted on the table next to me. I know he did the Nightcrawler, I always forget his name. He's the Cajun X-Men, which is sad. Oh, Gambit.
I was going to say, you of all people.
I know, right? So it's driving me nuts. Like, I keep wanting to call him Gumbo because I remember like Wolverine would call him Gumbo. And I think he also did Bishop as well, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, he's been posting the renders now that the series is, you know,
yeah, they look
lighting,
so good.
Lighting the internet on fire.
Dude, they look amazing.
Yeah, they're gorgeous figures. I have just about all of them. I was avoiding opening up the can of worms of X-Men animated. Like,
same.
I was
kind
of sticking
Me
to
too.
MCU and Spider-Man animated. And
dude,
then once
I
the
got
show
like
started
one or
airing,
two and that was it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know, Babyface Magneto has been so, God, it's just so good. The show is so good. If you're not watching X-Men 97.
Which one is that?
That's the one
I'm
with
not
the big
watching
M.
The cartoon. Okay.
Oh
yeah, I have that figure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love Disney Plus, but I just got frustrated and canceled it because like for sometimes like a whole month at a time, I wouldn't be able to access my account and I would pay yearly. And I've had it for like 3 years now. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll just buy all the Disney stuff that I watch off of Amazon Prime. So now I still watch Disney movies. I just buy them off of Prime Video. So I don't have to worry about it.
Dude, you've got to watch 90s. If you are a fan, and I mean, this goes for anyone listening. If you are even half a fan of the original animated series, X-Men, You've got to see this. Like, you've got to. It's like mandatory.
I hear it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
I was trying to put it into words the other day, and I guess I don't know if this makes sense or if it's confusing, but it's like X-Men the Animated Series took 27 or so years off to come back,
right?
and be as important to us now as adults as it was to us when we were kids. Like, it's just
That's
wild.
Amazing.
It's absolutely, absolutely wild.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Chubsy Wubsy Toys. A traditional mom-and-pop toy store in Little Falls, New Jersey, Chubsy Wubsy Toys brings you the best new toys from the brands you love without the hassle of pounding the pavement searching for them at larger retail stores. Visit them in person at their brand new home at 101 Newark Pompton Turnpike, Suite 1 in Little Falls, New Jersey, or online at chubzywubzy.com. That's chubzywubzy.com. And tell them Adventures in Collecting sent you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, back to the show.
So you mentioned it a little bit before, you know, about, you know, the importance of, you know, backing the Kickstarter now and kind of getting it
right
now. But if there's anyone that's on the fence about backing the project, you know, and maybe they're assuming that these are headed to retail in the coming months, what's one thing you'd say to have them hop on board in these last couple days of the campaign?
Sure. Yeah, there's a couple things. So the first thing I'll mention is with this Kickstarter and any Kickstarter, you're not going to get billed until the Kickstarter ends, which is actually on the 17th. We tried to time it where there's like three pay periods and then also 2 days after your tax returns are in. So that's one thing. But the real thing that I think is appealing about the Kickstarter is the savings that you'll incur if you back during the Kickstarter. So we're doing like our standard figures are right now they're 33 on the Kickstarter. After the Kickstarter, they'll revert back to $38. So, you know, and that goes across the board. Like if you're getting a whole bunch of them, you'll see how the savings really add up quickly. And all the Kickstarter people are going to get access to the figures first. You will be able to get them at retail eventually, but again, you're going to be paying the retail price and you won't get them as quickly as you would if you're back in the Kickstarter. And of course it helps us, you know, figure out exactly, what the base minimum is to order from the factory. So that kind of stuff is very beneficial for us as well as the factory, because we're going to order additional SKU numbers for each SKU to make sure that there's stuff left over so we can, you know, have stuff on our website and other websites as well. But really, it's very important to back during the Kickstarter. It's a big thank you to us, and we want to thank those backers by passing on the savings to them while the Kickstarter is actually live.
So there you go. If you needed any other convincing, I mean, we can tell you, you know, from our experience, you know, the Animal Warriors of the Kingdom, if you have not ever had one in hand, they're unbelievable figures. They made my top 10 of 2023. Mm-hmm. They are unbelievable. They compete in quality, and you know, I like that. That's that phrase, hand candy.
Liked hand candy.
They scale with your mm-hmm. other 112 figures, and they play and look just as nice as anything. And in some cases better than some of the things that you can get on shelves at your local retailer of choice. So if you're into cool looking animals that move really well and come with cool accessories, Animal Warriors of the Kingdom is definitely where it's at. And mm-hmm. I know I'm excited to get some of these new animals in my hands.
Yeah, definitely. Not to mention, you know, $5 is $5. Like, if you're getting a few of those, that's
it's gonna add up to a whole figure over, you know, if you get like several of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So before we head into the Q&A, do you have any updates for us on the upcoming Bushido line with Dan Mitchell?
So we're super excited about the Bushido line. What I will say is we're going to be offering them in waves of two. Each wave will feature a samurai and an oni. So we're going to start, I believe we'll start doing pre-orders for those at the end of 2024. So we showed off non-painted sculpts of them at Legion's Con. I would say expect to see like fully painted versions of them at this coming Legion's Con in 2024.
Awesome. Awesome. Very, very, very cool. Excited. And you know, now especially with that with Shogun on FX mm-hmm. being absolutely enthralling television, it's never been a better time to make some cool ass samurai figures. So looking forward to those.
What's funny is whenever we announced the figures,
lots of video games too.
Yeah, well, we were watching a Blue-Eyed Samurai like the same weekend that we announced the figures at Legion's Con, and we were like, "Man, this was really good timing." So yeah, we've got all kind of really awesome characters planned out.
Well, my fingers crossed, because no one has announced that it's another amazing show. No one has announced Blue-Eyed Samurai figures, so maybe.
Oh
you
man,
guys.
We would love to do those. That would be amazing. You know, I think whenever the Bushido stuff comes out, it'll be hard for them to tell us no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna have to fork it over.
The Kurosawa family is very excited.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that takes us to our Q&A section. Dave, why don't you tell our listeners or remind our listeners, how do they submit questions for our Q&A section?
Okay, So everybody, heading into any new episode recording on our Instagram, which is at AIC_podcast, as is all of our social medias, there will be a story that says, this is who's coming on. Like, for example, this week we had a story, Jason is coming on. Do you have any questions for Jason? And then there's a little box that you tap on and you type in your question. And we get it. And then we put it in this list that we're about to read off of. And you get to hear that question. And you get to hear that question when the episode airs on Monday. And you get to listen to it on your favorite podcast implement of choice. You can also hear the podcast on YouTube. You can also make sure that when you go to those places to hear the podcast, you slam those subscribe buttons, hit those likes, ring those bells, make sure everything's getting to you, because the algorithm sometimes doesn't let things get to you if you don't subscribe. So make sure you subscribe.
That pesky algorithm. Dave, thank you for reminding everybody how to participate in our Q&A. And with that, it's time to get some of these burning questions answered. So I'll start us off here with the first one. It comes from at the Glowing Ghost, and they ask, is color-changing plastic in the cards for any of the chameleon or lizard characters?
You know what? I would love to do something where there's like a, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I think it was the first Pirates of the Caribbean where like you, it came with this little blue or black light where you shine it on, it would reveal markings on them. I think doing something like that would be cool. I'd also like to do like a translucent one that glows in the dark. So I guess that would count as color changing, right? Maybe.
I was going to ask that as a follow-up, so yeah.
Yeah, glow. I mean, there's – well, so in the kind of like grand scheme of history of color-changing toys, right, you have – you really have three main ones. You have glow-in-the-dark, you have UV reactive, and you have
translucent.
Yeah, and you have heat reactive, heat and cool reactive.
Right.
So, yeah. So
I guess we'll have to figure out what is best for the figure, you know what I mean? But I would love to do something like that.
I will say in recent times, the only ones I have seen are the
water.
So a lot of like dolls and smaller toys, they use like the cool water. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's like a Barbie thing, right?
Right. Yeah. My little girl used to collect Shopkins, and then I think it was Littlest Pet Shop as well that had like the color changing items on it.
Yep. So that's what the water one. And then Super 7 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they did the Lion-O, didn't they?
They did the Lion-O, and they did
–
it's been two years. Radioactive Toxic Avenger.
Toxic Avenger.
Which has both glow-in-the-dark. It's glow-in-the-dark, and it has the – if you leave it out in the sun, it turns red.
Oh, wow. So, what? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. There are still some interesting options out there, and yeah, I mean that could be something maybe down the road, a little con exclusive, or
yeah,
something.
That's a cool idea. You know, I like that.
Good question. All right, Dave, why don't you do the next one?
So at Wilfredo_Porkchop asks, are there any species of animal you'd like to incorporate into the world of Animal Warriors of the Kingdom that you haven't yet?
So I won't, you know, in this Kickstarter, we've unlocked a lot of the body types. Right now I'm kind of focusing on body types because that allows us to do so many different kind of species. And, so I'll say this, the next one that I want to do is like a dwarf size body type. But as far as like animals go, let me think, I would like to do, it would be really fun to do like amphibians or maybe some turtles that aren't, you know, that don't resemble or look anything like other famous turtle action figures that everyone knows and loves, which will be a challenge. I think that's why I've put it off for so long. But yeah, I'd really like to do those.
Turtles would be, you know, I was thinking about this when I saw this question because, of course, you know, everyone, there are those particular anthropomorphic teenage turtles that people, you know.
Right.
Know and love very well, but like So Stephen King is one of my favorite authors, and I always think about the giant world turtle from the Gunslinger the Dark Tower series.
The Stand?
Yeah.
Oh, the Dark Tower.
Yeah. The Dark Tower. Yeah, yeah. All that kind of universe. Turtles could be like a really cool mount in that world, like a giant turtle. Like just
right. Yeah.
You know, like a big ass turtle. That could be
fun. I like that.
The vehicles.
And also the other thing I was thinking too was bears. Love a good,
you know what? We actually started planning out bears. I forgot to even, you know, I didn't mention it because we're actually working on something. So, but yeah, we've definitely got bears on the brain.
Awesome. Love a good bear.
Yeah.
Figure too. All right. Next question. This one's more of like a logistical question, I guess you could say. At Acorn30 asks, can you consider putting Animal Warriors of the Kingdom on Amazon Canada?
So we have so Diamond Distribution runs our Amazon store. I can absolutely ask them about it. I don't see why not. I'll email them tomorrow and see if we can't have that figured out for you guys.
There you go. Get them to the Great White North.
Okay. Mistakes may be made in this one, but I'm going to give it my best shot. At RecShip_85 asks, is there going to be a King Cobra character for Varanidae House in the near future?
You know what? I'll say, because we're doing the Reptile Buck, you know, we're going to just do a ton of reptiles, so I can neither confirm nor deny it at this time. I'll say that. That's my answer.
Follow-up question. Did I get that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Nice. That was going to be my question. I was going to say, my question is, did Dave pronounce that right?
And I spell it out phonetically.
Varanidae. Yeah, I mean, I guess it isn't as hard to, now that I've heard you say it, it is not hard to say. And with that, that brings us to the end of our Q&A section. So, thanks to everyone who submitted questions. It's always nice to make sure that, you know, our followers and then the community have a chance to ask a question, when we have people, like Jason on the show. So, with that, before we let you go, as is customary on Adventures in Collecting, we do have a final question. But since this is your second time on the show, you have already answered our standard final question. So,
okay,
Dave.
But this time you get the voice.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
I had answered in the voice of Kermit the Frog.
Which is funny because I was in Disney World last time.
That's right, Dave. You weren't here for the interview last time. Kermit, where did you come from? Dave, would you like to fulfill your role as this podcast's James Lipton and ask our alternate final question?
Well, yes, I would. So, Jason, since you've already answered the standard final question, we have prepared a new final question for you. Your new final question. If you could have one established character from another franchise cross over into the Animal Warriors of the Kingdom, who would it be and why?
Man, that is a really, really good question. Let me think here. Oh, man. I'm stalling for time. I feel like it would have to be... Man. I think it'd be cool to do Beast Boy from DC because he could like turn into animals, you know? That would be kind of cool.
Okay.
You know, would it be
comic book Beast Boy or Teen Titans Go Beast Boy?
Definitely comic book Beast Boy.
Okay.
I like Teen Titans Go as its own thing, but I've got a bit of a grudge against it because it essentially like kicked off the Young Justice animation cartoon, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Though I have
that
to,
movie was fantastic.
And I have to say that the Teen Titans Go episode about rent control departments is one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen.
That and I was like crying from laughing so hard in the movie theater, like laughing during the movie.
Yeah, Michael nice. Michael Bolton making mm-hmm. making some sweet tunes Seed. In that. Very, very funny movie. Now, one of the things you could do is you could like do an homage to Beast Boy, right? Like you could kind of do one of those soft homages like the folks at Four Horsemen do with the Mythic Legion sometimes where they do colorways.
Yeah,
that
I think
like,
those are really fun. Yeah, where you do like the same color palette or such.
Yeah, so like you mm-hmm. could do like literally pick any one of your characters and just make him like fully green with like, right? you know, purple gear and you know kind of yeah. like, yeah. like blue purple yeah. hair, and
that's fun.
You can be like, this is Beast Mode version of
right
this character.
Yes,
there you go. Yeah, so with that it's time for plugs.
We did it,
Jason. Let our listeners know where can they back, most importantly, where can they back the Kickstarter, where can they find out more about Animal Warriors of the Kingdom, and where can they follow you on social media?
Sure. So you can go to Kickstarter if you want to back the Kickstarter and get some awesome action figures. You could simply look under the action figure tabs. We should be like in the top results, or you can search Animal Warriors of the Kingdom and series Primal Series 2, and that will pop up as well. You can follow us on Instagram at Spiro Toys. Our website that we've got three waves of items in stock is SpiroToys.com. We also have a Facebook page, Animal Warriors of the Kingdom. And I think that's about it. Actually, I got one more thing. We just started getting our comics in the comic shops across the country. The first issue was released on March 6th. So make sure you go to your local comic shops and ask them to carry the book.
Yes, definitely do that.
For sure.
If you're in our area here in northern Jersey, make sure you check out Zap Comics. We already told them to carry it. So
awesome. Yes. Thank you very
they
much.
They should have it. But yeah, we'll make sure we put links to all of those, straight to the Kickstarter campaign, you know, straight to the Spiro Toys website and Instagram account and all that. We'll make sure we have it right in the show notes, so that way you can tap and back and follow and do all of those great things. Jason, as always, man, it is an absolute pleasure having you on. We are so thrilled to see how successful the campaign has been, and we can't wait to see in these last couple of days how far this goes. Sky's the limit, man.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I'd love to come on and do a victory lap after the kind of craziness of the Kickstarter has settled down. But yeah, just everyone just kind of sit back and enjoy the ride and watch this thing go bananas in the last 48 hours. I'm going to be unlocking a bunch of figures.
Let's do it. Let's get all the way to that rhino and that hippo.
Yes.
Let's unlock some figures.
All right.
Dave, send us home.
Let's unlock some figures.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes. Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.